Hello, and welcome to iTrustGodOnly.com. And the title is, What is the Mark of the Beast? About the Mark of the Beast, there are many ideas out there of what may be the Mark of the Beast. Some people believe that it may be a microchip planted in your right hand or forehead. Others believe it may be your social security number or a barcode tattooed on your right hand or forehead. There also may be a specific tattoo offered by the beast or Satan that a person will have to have inked on to their right hand or forehead. Whatever the case may be, it should be a visible mark in order to identify those that are allowed to buy and sell, and also those who worship the beast. Revelation chapter 14, verse 15. It was allowed to breathe life into the statue, so that the statue of the beast was able to speak, and to have anyone who refused to worship the statue of the beast put to death. People will be reporting or turning in their neighbors, friends, and even family members who refuse to worship the statue of the beast. I'm sure that there will be other ways that they will be able to track down those that do not worship the statue of the beast. Being branded of the mark of the beast. Revelation chapter 14, verses 16 and 17. He compelled everyone, small and great, rich and poor, slave and citizen, to be branded on the right hand or forehead, and made it illegal for anyone to buy or sell anything unless he had been branded with the name of the beast or with the number of its name. Then there are those who claim that Sunday is going to be ordered to be the day of rest and worship all over the world. No buying or selling will take place on Sunday. You may wonder how they will be able to know if someone buys or sells on a Sunday. There are countries that are going cashless. Every transaction will be completed digitally. That means that they will be able to track every penny spent and everything sold. Money will not be able to change hands illegally. The governments will not lose out on taxes. If the whole world adopts this method, no one will be able to break this law. Should we keep the Sabbath? God commanded us to keep the Sabbath holy, which is on Saturday, the last day of the week, from sunset to sunset. Jesus kept the Sabbath. If it was going to be changed or abolished by his death and resurrection, then I do believe that he would have mentioned it. In Matthew chapter 24, verse 20, it says, Pray that you will not have to escape in winter or on a Sabbath. This is Jesus speaking of the end times. So, why would he mention the Sabbath if it wasn't necessary to observe it? Most people don't keep the Sabbath day. They go to church on Sunday and honor it as a day of rest. God did not rest on Sunday. He rested on Saturday, the last day of the week. But what is the mark of the beast going to be? Whatever it is going to be, most people will accept it. It's because people are gullible, and they won't be rooted in the truth of God. They will lack faith because they follow their own precepts and the precepts of man. They will not have the seal of the living God on their foreheads, and so they will have to suffer the wrath of God. Revelation chapter 7, verse 3. Wait before you do any damage on land or at sea or to the trees, until we put the seal on the foreheads of the servants of our God. Drink the wine of God's fury. Revelation chapter 14, verses 9 to 11. A third angel followed, shouting aloud, "All those who worship the beast and his statue, or who have had themselves branded on the hand or forehead, will be made to drink the wine of God's fury, which is ready, undiluted, in his cup of anger. In fire and brimstone they will be tortured in the presence of the holy angels and the Lamb, and the smoke of their torture will go up forever and ever. There will be no respite, night or day, for those who worship the beast or accepted branding with its name." In this scripture, it states that the mark is a branding with the name of the beast. That should be pretty easy to identify and to know what not to do when the time comes. It's a shame that most people won't see this coming, because in Revelation 13, verse 3, it says, "I saw that one of his heads seemed to have had a fatal wound, but that this deadly injury had healed, and after that, the whole world had marveled and followed the beast." Don't become a victim of following Satan. It is going to be such a sad time for the whole world, since most of the people are going to die and be tortured because they chose to serve the beast instead of God. Put your trust in God and don't follow the ways of the world. Don't put your hope or trust in any man. Renounce your life and repent of your sins. Look to God for protection and follow Jesus Christ. Jesus is the way, the truth, and life. May God, Jesus, and the Holy Spirit be with you always. Thank you for joining us.